What is in the glove compartment? Let's see. What do you got? Oh, wait. Huh?
March 10th, 2014. I am inside a 1997 Ford Expedition, part of the first generation of that vehicle's production line. It has a power moonroof, dual-zone climate control, and two broken windows, both of which are our fault. We're gathering sounds.
Whoops.
Should have thought about that before we closed the door.
I'm David Reinstrom, an audio producer for Our Fair City. We're a radio theater company, and normally we make science fiction audio dramas right here in Chicago, Illinois. But while we're on a short break from releasing regular episodes, we decided to throw this little documentary together about the day three of us, sound designer Ryan, audio producer DJ Catnip, and yours truly, went down to a junkyard on West 57th Street in Chicago's Gage Park neighborhood on the south side, and broke some cars. With permission, of course. Here at OFC, we take pride in the fact that our sound library is just that. Our sound library. For legal reasons as well as artistic ones, it's a good idea to have proprietary sound effects in this business. You don't want someone to sue you for stealing their explosion. So we make as many of them as we can, which is why we took director Jeffrey's little mobile recorder down to the junkyard, along with a bunch of other recording equipment and other equipment, including but not limited to a sledgehammer, a crowbar, and a long-handled axe. And this is what we recorded. Check, check. Okay, I am inside a Ford Expedition 1997. It is bright red. We are here recording with Catnip and Ryan. This is just a sound check.
David?
Yes, Dr. Webb?
Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
What are we doing?
I just wanted to check the levels inside this car.
Ah, how are they?
They're wonderful.
Terrific.
Ryan's our chief sound designer on the show, but he also plays the mad scientist, Dr. West. Okay, back to the footage.
I'm going to get out of the car, because I'm sorry. I like you. I don't want to be here when this gets real. All right. Goodbye, little recorder. Good luck.
For sound!
How you doing in there, little fella? No glass on you so far. Cool.
There was no telling what you might find inside the cars. Oh, you'd find the usual things, like a half-empty bottle of motor oil or a discarded mix CD, but we found other things, too.
Just gonna put it in the back there?
Yeah.
Is that dog food?
No, it's, I think it's charcoal.
Oh, charcoal, cool.
Sometimes we wouldn't notice stuff until after we broke windows, and then it was a little late to retrieve them.
Hey, kind of look what I found in the back. Toilet paper!
Covered in glass!
Yeah!
We learned a couple things on this trip. One, car windows are relatively difficult to break. Here was the sound of one of us, I think it's me, repeatedly bouncing a hammer off a window.
Ready? Ready? That wasn't.
There we go.
Two, safety glass is awesome. It breaks into little pebbles rather than shards, so it's much harder to get cut by the stuff. We still wore tons of eye and hand protection, though. Three, a broken car window can sound a lot like an explosion. When you design a complicated sound effect and you're rummaging through your sound library, you're not usually looking for one perfect sound. You might be looking for 3 or 5 or 20. You're generally not going to be able to, you know, mic an actual explosion unless it's a firecracker or something. So when, say, a building or a vehicle or something explodes in an audio drama or a film, you have to make a composite. This is an unedited hammer strike. Now, I'll pitch it down, throw in a bear growl, yes, seriously, and make a few other tweaks, and... there you have it, an explosion.
Like Christmas morning. You want me to get the liftgate thing too?
Do I want you to smash more glass? Is that what you're asking me?
What I'm asking. Just a simple question, you know. I got it. I got it there. So there's that. That happened.
I think these back ones don't put up nearly as much of a fight.
Uh-uh. So.
Of course, this job isn't without its dangers, and when we broke the expedition's sunroof, it caved in directly on top of the handheld recorder, which we had dubbed the little guy.
Well, let me just grab him.
How's he look?
Little.
What?
Little war torn.
Really? Uh oh.
It's not gonna work.
Race.
It's completely.
What's wrong?
Superficial. Just a couple scratches.
Oh.
I'd say it's battle damaged.
Yeah, that looks awesome, actually.
Yeah, it's war torn, man.
I hope Jeffrey doesn't mind. Jeffrey, I'm sorry. I'll pay you.
We'll pay you.
We'll pay you many much dollars.
Yes, we'll pay you with sound.
With sound and fury, but also possibly money.
But possibly real dollars. But sound currency.
You're very brave, little guy. Very brave.
And you're making the best sound yet.
And yes. The best sound ever, yes.
So you're probably wondering at this point how a team of ruffians like us gets to run around a junkyard hitting gates.
Big boom. Metal gate.
And breaking car windows. And the answer is this guy.
Sorry, can you slate that again?
All right. How you doing? My name is Salah Abdallah, and I'm the owner of this Freightliner M2 business class with a Mercedes-Benz engine 906.
You should tell them about how the fact you got a remote starter, too.
It has a remote start. It has air brakes, airbags, air horns, and it's a nice rollback flatbed tow truck.
It's the coolest thing. All right, here we go.
I went through the yellow pages calling Chicago junkyards, and I got a range of responses from, I have to ask my manager, to, you want to do what? Click. But Salah was the first guy to say, that sounds awesome. How many cars do you want to wreck? I said, holy crap, how many cars can we wreck? And a friendship was born. The thing we learned is that you can get away with all kinds of stuff if you are A, polite, B, give the appearance of competence and professionalism, and C, you have someone's permission. We were breaking a different car, a Land Rover, and it wasn't in the lot, it was parked just outside the lot by another business. But Salah had given us the go-ahead on that specific vehicle, so we were attacking it with everything we had. At this point in the day, we hadn't met Salah yet. We'd only spoken on the phone and exchanged text messages. Then a car pulled up, and this happened.
Here?
Yes, sir.
What's going on? This is off, drop, drop, drop.
Of course, you're not Salah, are you?
What?
Salah, he runs the... Oh, do you own Bradley Supply?
Property, yeah.
Right, this car belongs to that lot.
Okay.
We're doing sound effects for a radio show.
I'm gonna stop you right there. I want you to pay close attention to what happens right after this moment.
We're doing sound effects for a radio show.
No problem.
Yeah, we got permission from Salah across the way. He said this is one of the cars we could do. Sorry, we didn't know it was on your property.
No, that's okay. Just make sure there's no glass and stuff.
Of course. We have
it. You guys can beat the hell out of it.
Hey, right. Do you have
if
anything?
If I had a forklift, I'd bring it out here. You can smash it and drop it.
Do you have anything in your building that you want destroyed?
For any reason?
I'll tell you what. We're going to be moving.
This man's name was Pat, and Pat basically went from, what the hell are you doing, to, oh, that's interesting, to, how can I help in the space of 5 seconds? All it took was us saying, we have permission, we can do that, and he said, okay, break some of my stuff.
And we may have some stuff that you might want to destroy.
That's fantastic. Awesome.
I'll tell you what, if you go around in front of the building, get the guy a card. His name is George.
Okay.
Give him a card, and I'll see if we come up with something, a piece of equipment or something, or we can help you, we'll do it.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. Your name?
My name is Pat. Just tell him Pat said it's okay.
Sure.
And with that, he pulled away, leaving us confused and delighted.
You know what I'm learning? And this is kind of scary. If you just show up with like a boom and you say you have permission, people do not give a shit.
People are real forgiving when show business is involved. Like David Thompson wrote, if you want to murder someone in Hollywood, quote, you only have to take along a camera crew, shoot a murder scene, and then do the deed on the second take. Not that we would, of course. We'd just make it sound real. Salah and his crew were extremely nice to us. They showed us all their compressed air tools in the body shop, they let us throw aluminum wheels around the garage, and Salah even bled the air compressor for us, resulting in one of the loudest sounds I have ever heard in my entire life, just so we could record the air compressor finishing a cycle. By the end of the day, we'd demolished two cars, shoveled muddy glass into a truck chassis to serve as an impromptu dumpster, and gotten so coated in mud that Ryan and DJ Catnip had to buy new shoes on the way home. Oh, and we took pictures. You can see all of that on our website, ourfaircity.com. I'd like to thank Salah and his crew once again for their patience and friendliness. You can be sure we'll be coming back. Because although Hard Life grants you all the life you'll ever need, we can always use more glass break noises. See you in the tunnels.
That looks cool, at least. You okay with me thwacking on this while you're inside?
Yeah.
Well, the car alarm could go off, for one. And then people would show up, and then we'd be in trouble.
You think we should have asked permission to do this?
Nah, I know the guy.
On the advice of our legal team, I must hasten to remind you that was a joke. Do not just break cars. Get permission, please. Thank you, citizens. Okay, bye.